Soku izika disenda baku VOA Ndebele.
Amacholo zihlobo olamukela ku Studio 7 ngolesithathu mhlaka 20 Mpalakazi 2017 uPresident Jeremiah. Endaweni zethu namhlanje.
So nxa ukuthi vele kuyabehlula, I think the best thing ukuthi beyithathe beyinike over ezandleni zamapolisa under Civil Protection Unit. Sizibe kwathi baba in charge ngefanga ngoba lokho kuthiwa kule fire brigade izindlu zabantu zizitsha ziphela ngakusisindawo.
Ucha isakhiwo esikhulu esihlala izisebenzi zesibhedlela seGwanda iningi lazo kungabongi abacine belahlekelwa impahla ibiza imali eningi.
Zikhona ezinye izimpi ezilakho okulungisiswa ngesikhathi sokutshintshwa kukahulumende njengalesi sikhathi esikiso. Sesile hulumende omutsha. Zikhona indaba ezingalungiswa khonapho khonapho.
Abe Center for Conflict Management and Transformation bathi kuyadingeka ukubunjwa kwe-commission yokukhulumisana umlotha lokuxolelana e-National Peace and Reconciliation Commission, inhlanganiso ezikhangele intandane abantu abaphila legciwane kunye labahluphekayo namhla banikezwe izipho ezivele esikhwameni sikameya wakoBulawayo. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye lizozizwa kulomsakazo. Izisebenzi zesibhedlela esikhulu seGwanda ezigoqela abongi zilahlekelwe impahla ebiza inkulungwane lenkulungwane zamadola ngemva kokulumatha komlilo ocatshangelwa ukuba ungabe udalwe ungasebenzi kuhle kukagetsi kusakhiwo ezihlala kiso. Uvusisizwe Mkhwananzi usipha lolu daba.
Lo mlilo otshise izindlu eziyine stezi esake sasetshenziswa njengeklinika yokwelapha umkhuhlane ofuba i-TB eziduzane lerenkini eGwanda uqale izolo emini abahlala kizo bengekho besemsebenzini abanye sebeye kukhefu lekhisimusi. Izakhamizi zaleli dolobho seziswele umansipala weGwanda ngokuhlale sehluleka ukucitha imlilo osekudala ukuthi iningi lihlale lilahlekelwa impahla. Impahla ezithileyo zibalisa imbheda, amasofa, izitofu, amatafula, amakhabothi, omaqandiso, omabonakude lezinye impahla eziningi ezendlini. Unkosazana Sizalobuhle Moyo ngomunye wabahlali kulomuzi.
Mina ngingahamba amagcale emphakathi ngale ngingabonaintoukuzeaaninaeingai
abacithi bomlilo abe-fire brigade bedlulekile ukuthi bawucithe okudala ukumemetheka kwayo kusiya kwezinye izindlu ezintathu. Izakhamizi ezinye zigcine zincedisana labacithi bomlilo okudala ukukhonona kwabo besithi umasipala waleli dolobho uyehluleka umsebenzi wakhe. Umnumzana Bekezela Madumafuzwayo unobhalajikelelo wenhlanganiso yezakhamizi zeGwanda uthi sekudingeka ukuthi umasipala athathe lo msebenzi wokucitha umlilo.
So nxa ukuthi vele kuyabehlula, I think the best thing ukuthi beyithathe beyinike over ezandleni zamapolisa under Civil Protection Unit. Sizibe kwathi baba in charge ngefanga ngoba lokho kuthiwa kule fire brigade izindlu zabantu zisitsha ziphela ngakusisindawo ngoba ever since vele bangaze beke becitshe ngitsho umlilo owavuka kuhambe khona ngitsho imota zitsha ziphela bekhangele bekhona. So ungcono vele kuyekele kuhle kufakwe ngaphansi kwe-Civil Protection Unit uthathwe ngamapolisa.
I-Studio 7 ayenelisanga ukuxhumana labahlali balezi zindlu kodwa mbi bekhona iveza ukuthi bacele esibhedlela sababha indawo zokuphephela kukanti abanye bahlezi kuzihlobo labangane. Umanjinela wedolobho leGwanda umnumzana Ndaba Thwala uthe basaphenya ukuthi kuyini okudalela umlilo.
Cause yomlilo angatholi anything. If you need much then you contact uTown Clerk release information.
Kusenjalo kubikwa kule moto enkulu ethe yaphela layo ithwele isamende duzane lembalabala kusiya kusa lamhlanje. Umasipala wedolobho leGwanda uhlenze solwa nguZulu ngokwehluleka ukucitha umlilo njengomnyaka 2012 abantu abalithumi lambili batha baba ngumlotho wesinikliseni engozini yokungqikilana kwezimota. Kuthi ngo-2015 isitolo sabo-power cells lazo satsha saphela du abacithi bomlilo besehluleka ukwenza umsebenzi wabo. Ngingovusisizwe Mkhwananzi owendaba ze-Studio 7 eMajawundeni eGwanda.
Abehlanganiso ye Center for Conflict Management and Transformation bathi kuyadingeka ukubunjwa kwekomishini yokukhomisana umlotha lokuxolelana eye National Peace and Reconciliation Commission ikakhulu ngalesi sikhathi sokuguquka kombuso. Ukuba khona kwayo kukhangelelwe ukusiza uxazulula nokulungisisa inkinga zokungezwani lodlakela oluthe lwaba khona elizweni. UMavis Gama usethulela lolu daba.
Umqondisi wenhlanganiso ye-Center for Conflict Management and Transformation, uMnumzana Wanda Phiri, uthi kuqakathekile ukuba ibe khona le commission ukulungisisa izehlakalo zokuhlukumezana lokungezwani lapho kusanda kususwa umbuso kaMnumzana Robert Mugabe sekungena okamongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa.
What normally happens are some conflicts which you can
do. Zikhona ezinye izimpi ezilakho ukulungisiswa ngesikhathi sokutshintshwa kukahulumende njengalesi sikhathi esikiso. Sesilo hulumende omoja. Zikhona indaba ezingalungiswa khonapho khonapho. Kulezinye ezizathatha isikhathi. Ebese kukhankasela ikubunjwa kwale National Peace and Reconciliation Commission. Ngoba le izokwenelisa ukukhangela lezi ndaba kabanzi. Hatshi ukukhangela isehlakalo esisodwa nje. Ukusebenza ngale ndlela kwe-NPRC kuzosiza ukuzixazulula lezo nkinga. Esithe sabhekana lazo.
Iningi labantu lithi livumelana lalo mcabango wokuthi kubunjwe leyo commission. Omunye wabo kungumnumzana Ephraim Sithole, isakhamuzi seHarare.
Uhulumende sithethe isikhathi eside engafaka i-commission eyiyo engakwanisi ukuthi iqede ukungabi ukungawelelani kwabantu kodlakela olukhona elizweni ngesikhathi esinje. Sibona kakhulu ngemva kokutshintsha kombuso owenzakala emavikini amalutshwana adlulileyo. Siyabona ukuthi baningi abantu akade belezikhalo. Konke lokhu bengakwanisa ukuthi kulungisiswe nxa ikhomishini enjalo ikhona. Ukuthi wonke umuntu okade le nkinga lapho ebona ngani waphambaniselwa ekwanisa ukubona ngani uduko lwakhe luyalungisiswa.
Usithole uthi kuyingozi enkulu nxa kungalungisiswanga kuzoba yinto evuka kokuphela.
Abanye bakhona bakukhulumende ngesikhathi lesi bayesaba ukuphuma phambili ngoba mbonani kuzafunakala ukuthi abanye bevume ukuthi babe yibo ababesenza into lezi ezinje ukubulala kwabantu lokutshaya kwabantu. So abaningi bangikhona abakukhulumende okhona namuhla bayesaba ukuthi bengaqasa ukulungisa indaba leyi. Kuzafunakala ukuthi bephume phambili bekhulume ukuthi yebo thina lathi senza amacala la. Ebantwini into lezi abazikhohlwa. Siyabona indaba ezinjabo ugugura wundi even ukushawa kwabantu ngo-2000 konke lokhu lango-2008 into lezi lokhu kuyizilonde ezisenhliziyweni zabantu abaningi. So kumele bekwanise ukuthi belungisele ibill libe khona bekwanise ukuhlolisisa ukuthi wawonakala njani njalo kekwanise ukuthi kuncede kusasa into ezinjalo zingaphindi zenzakale njalo.
Lanxa le i-commission ikhulunywa ngayo kusisekelo sombuso ukuba kumele ibe khona lokhu engakabi khona njalo kubangelwa ukuswelakala komthetho osekela ukubunjwa kwayo. Uhulumende kowaye ngumongameli Mugabe uke wazama ukuba wethulwe lumthetho kusungulwa ibhili lakhona le-National Peace and Reconciliation kodwa langamukelwa nguZulu owayephambana ngemibono yokuthi kukhangelwe izehlakalo kusukela kusiphi isibanga. Abanye ngaleso sikhathi babesithi makusukele kuzehlakalo zeGugurahundi. Abanye befuna kubuyelwe kuminyaka yangemuva kwaleso sehlakalo kwasekusiba labanye ababefuna kukhanyelwe ezisukela kuminyaka yabo 2000. Ngimele Studio 7 ngiseHarare ngingumavis Gama.
Abantwana abangabafana bedlula amashumi amahlanu bebegcwele injabulo lapho benikezwa izipho zekhisimusi lokudla izibiliboco okuvele kusizalwane seZimbabwe esesihlala eNgilande. Unkosikazi Flora Mahamba wanasesiya Ndlovu usipha lolu daba ngokugcweleyo.
Umkhosi wokuthokozisa abantwana abangelandawo zokuhlala bephila emigwaqweni yedolobho lakobulawayo uqhutshwe ngaphansi kohlelo lukameya wedolobho lakobulawayo lwekhisimusi. Bekungabizwa ozwayo abantwana bejabula bekhululekile bechichimba bebonga unkosikazi Mahamba bethi bambalwa abafana laye ngoba ubakhumbule ngesikhathi bengacabangeli ukuthi bengakhunjulwa. Isikhulumeli sekhansili yedolobho lakoBulawayo unkosikazi Nesisa Mpofu laye ubonye kakhulu unkosikazi Mahamba ethi inkosi imbusise ngokuphindiweyo.
NjengeMayor's Christmas Cheer Fund sisebenza lo mama lemuli yakhe kuthiwa Mrs. Mahamba othe uzayenzela iparty under the cheer fund yabantwana abahlala emgwaqweni esingathi ngama-vulnerable children also.
Unkosikazi Mahamba uthi uyabazwela abantwana abangenandawo zokuhlala bephila emigwaqweni ethi kayisikho ukuthi bayakuthanda kodwa babhekane lobunzima obusuka bubakhulele. Wengeze ethi laye ngomnyaka ka-1976 wabalekela abazali bakhe waya empini ngakho uyakwazi qho okubhekane labantwana abahlala emigwaqweni. Umehluko yikuthi yena waya empini lapho abhekana lobunzima angeke abulandise.
Ngifisa ukuqhubekela phambili ngisiza laba bantwana abahlala emigwaqweni lamhla njalo sibaphekela ukudla. Njalo bengihlala ngibaphekela kusukela ekuqaleni kwayo nale inyanga. Ngikhuleka labo ngoba lami ngaye ngaphila njengabo ngesikhathi ngize ngiye empini ngo-1976 ngile minyaka elithumi lantathu.
Ohlala emigwaqweni uMelusi Ncube uthe uyajabula impela kuyinto abakade bengayicabangeli ukuthi bengayithola ebonga.
Asijabule kakhulu into ebesingeze siyicaba ngelithi sayithola yena le njengoba sokuya ama-holiday kungekho into esiyenzayo singasebenzi. Sidonsa nzima, sijabule kakhulu, kuyasijabulisa kakhulu.
Abantwana abahlala emigwaqweni laba babonye kakhulu ikhansili yedolobho lakoBulawayo bebonga njalo unkosikazi Mahamba yena othe evela eNgilandi wathinteka ngesimo sabo waqala ukubapha ukudla kusukela ngelanga lesine kuyona le inyanga kuze kube lalamuhla acabange ukubenzela idili. Ngaphandle kokubapha ukudla unkosikazi Mahamba uthe uyakhulekela laba bantwana ukuba babe lekusasa elihle. Sekusele amalanga ambalwa ukuba iKhisimusi ifike, abantu baphakathi kokuyilungiselela kodwa abantwana abahlala emigwaqweni abalakho okuningi abakukhangeleleyo ngalesi sikhathi. Ngimele iStudio 7 koBulawayo, ngingu-Anastasia Ndlovu.
Lokhu esisedabeni lweKhisimusi, inhlanganiso ezikhangele intandane abantu abaphila legciwane kunye labantu abahluphekayo namhlanje banikezwe izipho ezivele esikhwameni sikameya wakoBulawayo. UBathabile Masuku uthethulela lolu daba.
Izipho lezi ziqoqo enhlanganisweni ezisebenza lomansipala wakoBulawayo njalo zinikezwe inhlanganiso ezingamachumi amabili lanye. Ekhuluma emthimbeni lo umfundisi Kilton Moyo ongumgcini sihlalo weMayor's Cheer Fund uthe lo nyaka bathole inkulungwane ezingamachumi amathathu i-32,000. Uthe phezu kwalokho okunikezwe namuhla bazanikeza njalo abantu abangaphezu kwenkulungwane ezine abangu-4,500 abaqoqwe inhlanganiso kahulumende e-social welfare.
Bekukuhleke namhla sihlangene e-small city hall ukuze kwabelana labantu bakithi koBulawayo impahla esiziqoqileyo njenge-Mayor's Cheer Fund Board of Trustees le-secretariat yethu. Lonyaka sizamile, sibonga umusa wenkosi ngoba siraise $32,000 in cash and kind, which is okuphindiweyo kwedlula lokho esasiyikho. Last year sasile 15,000, lonyaka 32,000. So sibonga inkosi.
Umqondisi wezemali kumunicipality wakoBulawayo umnumzana Zenzo Ndimande uthe lesi senzo sijonge ukuletha injabulo kulabo abangatholiyo. Uthe isikhwama sikameya sidinga ukunikezwa izipho ukuze benelise ukunikeza abaswelayo.
Injongo ye-Cheer Fund, Mayor's Cheer Fund, ikuthi kulethe injabulo kulabo abethu abangaphiwanga njengabanye in society. Sisenzela ukuthi labo ke bezwe ukuthi isikhathi seKhisimusi lesi labo ke bathole ukujabula okuthile. Now i-Mayor's Cheer Fund idinga ke ama donations kulabo abasebenza le council kakhulu ama company amakhulu US wahambelayo.
Abanye balabo abamukele izipho bathe bayajabula kakhulu ngezipho lezi. unkosikazi Nosihle Ndlovu owe Revival of Hope ekhangele abantu abaphila legciwane labalobugoga. Laye ubonge isipho abasitholileyo ethi kuqakathekile ukuthi abahluphekileyo bakhunjulwe.
Siyabonga kakhulu abantu beMayor Cheer Fund ngoba into eqhakathekile emhlabeni yikuthi ukhumbule umuntu ohluphekileyo ende konke okuphayo ukuphe ngenhliziyo yakho yonke. Laba bahlala besinika njalo kuyanceda intandane zethu labantwana in difficult circumstances. Siyabonga kakhulu, siya appreciate yonke into abasinikayo.
Kule mthimba eminingi eqoqelwe abahluphekileyo ngekhefu lekhisimusi leyi, isikhulumi sedolobho lakoBulawayo unkosikazi Nesisa Moyo wazise iStudio 7 ukuthi kusasa kuyabe kule dili lokudla ehoteleni enkulu eHoliday Inn lapho intandane ezizazijabulisa khona. Inhlanganiso yeRevival of Hope layo iqoqe umthimba wemodeling eMcDonald Hall eMzilikazi. Nimele iStudio 7 ngikoBulawayo, ngingubathabile Masuku.
Lingakhohlwa uhlelo Studio 7 Live Talk ngo 8 kusiya ngo 9 ntambama lamhlanje. Uhlelo lwethu silipha okuphathelane lezizalwane zeZimbabwe esezihlala emazweni olwe Diaspora Forum. Umagagase awe 909 AM lawe shortwave 4930 6065 lawe 15460 kHz. Tumelani i-text message kunombolo ezithi 001-202-465-08-10318. Ukuze silithintayi ecingweni lingenelani kuhlelo, kulabo abangekho eZimbabwe lilakho kuya ebulenjini ku-www.studio7news.com. Lidinge lapho kubhalwe khona live talk, lifono inombolo liqale nge-international access code ezithi 001-202-617-2077. Ngizaphinda njalo 001-202-617-2077 ukuze lani likhulume kuhlelo lise UK, eMelika loba kwezinye indawo zomhlaba. Inhlanganiso ezizimeleyo zikhuthaza uhulumende ukuba aqakathekise ukusekela ihlelo lokutholisa ukudla okwakha umzimba kwensane labomama abazithweleyo njengendlela yokuthuthukisa impilo kahle yabantwana elizweni. Intatheli zindaba yethu uMark Peter Ntambe usethulela lolu daba.
Abenhlanganiso ezilwela ukutholisa kokudla okwakha umzimba kwensane labomama babe lomhlangano wamalanga amabili ophelele ngolwesibili eHarare. Inhlanganiso yeZimbabwe Civil Society Organization Scaling Up Nutrition Alliance ethi isahlolisisa i-budget kaChinamasa yalonyaka ngenhloso yokucebisa uhulumende. UMnumzana John Bunn nawe inhlanganiso yeMbuwo Development Services uthi bakhuthaza ukusekelwa kokutholisa abantu ukudla okwenelayo.
Sizaxola ke lapho balaleli kukhanya ngani itape yethu lapho kayisebenzi kakuhle. Wathi siye phambili sebebhekise amabombo ekhaya abeZimbabwe abasebenza kwele South Africa ngenhloso yokuthi lithi lisiyakusa elangumvulo lekhisimusi sebenezihlobo labangane ekhaya. UBenedict Nhlapo uxoxa labeZimbabwe laba eseJohannesburg kwele South Africa ngenjabulo yabo yokuya ekhaya okukhanya iningi lonyaka nxa uqathanisa leminye iminyaka.
Isiphithiphithi lokuyaluyalu kwabeZimbabwe abasebenza kule South Africa abalubhekise ekhaya uyakudla amakhumukhumu onamunede lezifele emlonyeni ndawonye lesihlobo labangane ekhaya ngekhisimusi. Kuningi labeZimbabwe laba yisokuphela isikhathi sokuphindela ekhaya ngenxa yokubanjwa umsebenzi, kanti le kefu lekhisimusi libapha ithuba lokuthola izihlobo zonke lazo zikukhefu ekhaya. Iningi labeZimbabwe batuhambo lolonyaka kalufani lolweminye iminyaka. Isalwane seZimbabwe uMchasiseli Gwaza uthi sekumphuzele ukuyafika ekhaya.
Ekungijabulisa kakhulu ukuthi sizofika sirejiste ukuvota kuyinto yokuqala okumele wonke umuntu ocabanga ukuya ekhaya afike ayenze. Kuzoba ukufika kwethu okuqala ekhaya nje singekho ngaphansi kaMgabe, okusho ukuthi sizobona ukuthi kuyobe kukanjani. Ngiyafisa nje nami ukuthi ngiye ngiyobona iZimbabwe engenaMgabe since nje ngazalwayo.
Iningi labalubhekise ekhaya bazelwe uMgabe ebusa, bafunda baqeda kunguye, baze baye eGoli bamjiya khona. Esinye sizalwane seZimbabwe esikulo hambo ngumlungisi Jabalala. Yena uthi ngaphandle kokuyathokoza lemuli yakhe ufuna ukubona ukuthi sibangcono yini isimo njengoba sekulomongameli omutsha.
For the first time in Jabalala since ngafika eZimbabwe kungaso president Robert Mugabe. Ngizibone mathupha ukuthi okay isimo sisafana ma roadblock ezabekhona emgaqweni. Isiphithiphithi sasebhoda injalo ukusibona every year ukuthi sabe sikhona yini.
Abanye ke bathi bajabula ukuthi badlala ikhisimusi yalonyaka belethemba lokuthi impilo isiza kuba ngcono kuzihlobo zabo abajiya ekhaya. Abanye njalo ngabathi nxa bengabona isimo sithembisa ukuthi kuza kuba lenguquko ebambekayo ikakhulu kwezomnotho, bangagcina bengasaphendukanga ikakhulu labo abavele besenza imisetshenzana engatsho lutho kwele South Africa. Abanye bathi ingoma yomculi uNgabuto Voko leqembu lakhe leNkaya Messengers ekhuluma ngenkululeko esikhona eZimbabwe layo isiyenge zile ekubapheni intshukuntshu yokuya ekhaya lonyaka. Bathi ke yiyo ezabalibazisa ngekhisimusi njengoba kuyikhisimusi yakuqala abazadlala bephansi kombuso omutsha. Nesitudio 7 eJohannesburg kwele South Africa, nginguBenedict Nhlapo.
Uphenyo lwengculaza ezweni lolu belungakhangeli izitabane kunye labesilisa abathengisa ucansi kodwa abesifazane kuphela, njalo luveze ukuba phakathi kwabo abangamashumi amahlanu lanhlanu ekhulwini balegciwane lengculaza phezulu kakhulu kuleyesizwe yona ekuchumi lantathu ekhulwini. Ucwaningo lwabaphila ngokuthengisa ucansi lwenziwe kobulawayo eShamva, eHarare leMazoe phakathi kwabesifazana abathengisa ucansi abazinkulungwane ezilithumi lambili lamakhulu ayisifica mine mibili, kuthi kobulawayo baxoxa labazinkulungwane eziyisithupha lamakhulu ayisifica mine mibili. Ucwaningo lolu luvezwe ngudokotela Owen Mugurungi obona ngezengculaza lophepha kugatsha lwezempilakahle ngelanga lokuhlonipha umsebenzi wokulwisana lokumemetheka kwengculaza olwe-World AIDS Day wobulawayo. Osele minyaka edlula amachumi amabili ethengisa ucansi unkosikazi Barbara Moyo uthi bona balenhlelo abazenzayo maviki onke bephanana amajazi omkhwenyana labesilisa bekhuthaza ukuvikela ukubamba imikhuhlane yengulamakhwa. Ethi wesabela abesifazana labesilisa abasezindlini ngoba udaba lokuzivikela ukubamba imikhuhlane emacansini gabalalwa zilayo.
Abantu they think ukuthi ungayithi spreading ngulaza. Abantu abaspreading ngulaza ngabafazi bezindlini lamadoda ezindlini, ayikhona thina. Ungabuya kimi mina ngikunika ikondom, ngikunika iservice yami kaso.
Olwela amalungelo abasakhulayo unkosazana Thando Gwinji uthe kuyadanisa ngoba bakhona abasakhulayo abathengisa ucansi ethi sekufanele uhulumende aphume lenhlelo ezibavikela ukubamba imikhuhlane yemacansini.
Kuye kakhulu ngibona ama-statistics abephumile esisho ukuthi abasebenza umsebenzi wocansi baningi kakhulu kobulawayo, njalo bethi baningi isithi yabo iphethwe ligwale e-HIV. Kuyakala ukuthi abantu abasebenza umsebenzi wokuvikela igciwane le-HIV bengaphaphatheki, bengazondi ukuthi abantu bayenza umsebenzi, kodwa ba-accepte ukuthi yinto ekhona and badinge isigezo zokuthi babathekelele. Wonke ama-measures aphiwa wonke abantu lawo babathole, bengajajwa futhi benza unalo msebenzi.
Okhulumela inhlanganiso yeSexual Rights Center umnumzana Mojalifa Mokwele uthe omama abathengisa ucansi bathengisa ucansi oluhlanzekileyo, njalo kumele baphatheke enhlelweni zokuvikela ukumemetheka kwemikhuhlane yemacansini ethi uhulumende engabavaleli phandle kunhlelo zengculaza.
So asi inhlanganiso sisebenza kakhulu labo mama abathengisa ucansi
lililanga esiphumela khona phandle sithengisa abantu ukuthi omama abathengisa ubucansi kabasebenze ebusuku kuphela besesaba, kodwa bakhona emini bayaphuma njalo bayathi ukuthi ucansi abaluthengisayo lucansi oluvikelekileyo.
Ngomnyaka ka-2016 abantu abangaba zinkulungwane phose ezingamashumi amabili lasithupha i-25,900 babika babulawa ligcikwane lengculaza. Ucwaningo lolu luyaveza njalo ukuba phakathi kwabantu abalikhulu eZimbabwe abalitshumi lanhlanu balegcikwane lengculaza. Kulandela ukumamanzonzo kwezomnotho, iningi labantu sebephila ngokuthengisa ucansi kunye labantwana abancane abangelamandla okukhetha ukufuna ucansi oluvikekileyo. Kuviki edluleyo, omama labo baba bakobulawayo abaphila ngokuthengisa ucansi baphatheka ekufoleni ngelanga lokuhlonipha ilanga ele World AIDS Day, bethi bayajabula ngoba uhulumende uze wabapha imvumo yokuthi labo bafole belwela amalungelo okuthi batholiswe amaphilisi okwehlisa igcikwane emzimbeni awama ARV. Ngimele iStudio 7 kobulawayo, ngimu Anastasia Ndlovu.
Siyabonga Anastasia, lolo kube kuludaba locwaningo olwenziwe lugatsha lwabezempilakahle oluphathelane labaphila ngokuthengisa ucansi oluveza ukubana iningi labo lilayo imfundiso eneleyo yokuzivikela kugciwane lengculaza kulabo mama abasezindlini. Kwezemidlalo, inhlanganiso ye-Responsible Youth Foundation ithi isizaqala ukuqoqa imincintiswano we-freestyle football kweleZimbabwe ngemva kokuphiwa imvumo inhlanganiso ye-Freestyle Football Federation okuyiyo ebona ukuqhutshwa kwalomdlalo emhlabeni jikelele. UJoseph Njanji usipha lolu daba.
Umkhokeli wenhlanganiso ye-Responsible Youth Foundation uMandla Nkosi Spanda uthi ilizwe leZimbabwe selize lenelisa ukuba ingxenye yenhlanganiso ye-Freestyle Football Federation ebona ngokuqhutshwa komdlalo we-freestyle football wona ongumdlalo wamagabazi omdlalo wenguqu.
I-freestyle football le isemazweni angu-93 umhlaba wonke, lapho eZimbabwe bengekho iyaqala manje. Silitizwe lesi-94 ukuthi sibe part of Freestyle Football Federation le eyinhlanganiso yomhlaba wonke iphethe umdlalo.
Inhlanganiso ye-Responsible Youth Foundation inhlanganiso ehlose ukuthuthukisa umphakathi isebenzisa ezemidlalo. Njalo uSpanda uthi umdlalo we-freestyle football bafuna ukuba usabalale udlalwe kumagumbi amane elizwe leZimbabwe. Isifiso salenhlanganiso ngesokuba kuqhutshwe umncintiswano wokudinga intshantshu yomdlalo we-freestyle soccer eza kuyamela ilizwe leZimbabwe kwimidlalo yezizwe zomhlaba eqhutshwa minyaka yonke eye-World Freestyle Football Championships njalo lonyaka iqhutshelwe elizweni lase-Czech Republic.
Sikhangelele njalo ukuthi sipromote kakhulu lasebantwini abangomama esport le, ngoba sikhona kubobaba lakubomama. So sabe sifuna ukuthi obaba labomama benelise ukuthi labo bathole ithuba abantu beZimbabwe labo ukuthi babe phakathi kwenelisa amaZimbabweans ukuthi labo bakompite labanye emhlaba wonke.
Umdlalo we-freestyle football uyadlalwa kakhulu emazweni aphetsheya kolwandle njalo kweleZimbabwe. UDesire Mbitso nguye obe ngumdlali owaziwayo eminyakeni edluleyo kuthi kulezinsuku kulo Peter Phalo Lompofu onguye othokozisa abalandeli bomdlalo wenguqu ngesikhathi amaqembu ehlabe ikhefu phakathi laphakathi kwemidlalo. Ngimele Studio 7 ngobulawayo, nginguJoseph Njanji.
Is ngifundise umculo omnandi lapho kodwa-ke isikhathi sethu nasavuma uba siqhubekele phambili kodwa singeke ehlukani kodwa sikhangele ezinye zezindaba ebezikhokhela kutsha isakhiwo esikhulu esihlala isebenzisa isibhedlela segwanda iningi lazo kungabongi abacine belahlekelwa yimpahla ebiza imali eningi abe Center for Conflict Management and Transformation bathi kuyadingeka ubunje kwekhomishini yokukhomisana umlotha ye-National Peace and Reconciliation. Selugqiba-ke lapha uhlelo lwethu lwanamhlanje asidibaneni njalo ngesikhathi sika 7:30 ntambama olivalelisayo iPastor Jeremiah.